I just love being outside. There's so many things to do this time of the year. I don't want to spend a lot of time cooking, and that's why I love Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Head to factormeals.com/bands50 and use the code BANDS50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code BANDS50 at factormeals.com/bands50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Now let the show begin.
It's the Bob and Sherry Show.
It's so funny. Isn't it funny?
It is actually funny.
With Bob.
Why must you be so constantly irksome?
And Sherry.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And now, broadcasting from the palatial Bob and Sherry Studios, it's Bob and Sherry.
Happy gateway to the weekend. Yay. Today's kind of a different show because we're heading into the Good Friday Easter holiday. So we have the People's Movie Critic today reviewing Ghostbusters coming up in 1 hour right here. And we're also going to have your Zippy Zodiac, your astrological forecast for the week ahead. And I don't know if you guys have been following this, but we have to just touch briefly on the Easter egg shaving cream situation. I think that everyone listening to this show knows that if you dye your Easter eggs with shaving cream, you shouldn't eat them because the shaving cream does penetrate the shell. So do you know about this, by the way,
Easter egg shaving cream? No, I don't know what this is. What's going on?
It's brand new.
It's really super cool because it gives your Easter eggs, if you're dyeing Easter eggs, this wild sort of marbled tie-dye effect. It's absolutely beautiful. So all you need is some hard-boiled eggs, or I guess if you're one of these really fancy people who blows the contents of the egg out and just has the shell, I can't imagine having to be that delicate. I would be breaking everything. But you need your hard-boiled eggs, white vinegar, shaving cream, some gel food color, not the liquid, a muffin tin, and some toothpicks. So basically, you put the eggs in a little shallow
container. I'm there. That sounds like me.
You put the eggs in a little shallow container of vinegar for like 20 minutes. The vinegar makes the shells brittle, so don't leave it longer for 20 minutes. Then go get your muffin tin and squirt each muffin opening 2/3 full with shaving cream. Okay. If you're doing it with kids and they get in a little more, blah, blah, not that big a deal, but 2/3 full. Then add a big old dollop of food coloring in a couple of different colors to the top of the shaving cream pile in each little muffin cup. And then using a toothpick, stir the food coloring into the shaving cream. Just give it a gentle swirl if you want it marbled. Really get like wild with it if you want the eggs to be more colorful with less definition between colors. Either way, it's going to be really pretty. Then put your dry egg on top of the colored shaving cream. Don't let the egg touch the bottom of the tin. And then carefully like take a little spatula and fold the shaving cream over the egg to completely cover it. Let that sit for about 10 minutes or even overnight if you want. It'll just get brighter and brighter and brighter. Then you rinse the shaving cream off and boom, you have these gorgeous marbled tie-dyed eggs that look like something out of Martha Stewart Living. But you can't eat them because the shaving cream penetrates into the egg. So if you want to do this, this is all over TikTok. People are going nuts for this. And then eating the eggs, which I guess if you get, you know, the Easter bunny trots, that's fine. But do you really want to do that to a 4-year-old? Please do not give your 4-year-old.
I don't think you
Easter
should do this
eggs.
If you have kids in the house, because kids see something that looks like that and they're going to eat it. I think this is something for empty nesters. This is something for couples without kids.
Really? Nobody eats those eggs. Nobody eats.
You don't
They've been on the ground.
Yes,
I used to love them.
They're everywhere.
I used to eat them. Are you kidding me? Take that back. That was one of the few crafts my mother ever did with me. It's not really a craft, but I got so excited about dyeing those. And then we would put them in the refrigerator sometimes and I would eat them. And there'd be a little bit of the dye on the white egg. Yeah, that's part of my childhood.
Mm. Now, I will say you can swap out the shaving cream for Cool Whip and you'll be able to eat the eggs. The Cool Whip isn't as stiff as the shaving cream, but it'll you'll be able to eat the eggs and the your patterns won't be as sharp. But if you're gonna do this,
if I got Cool Whip, I'm eating Cool Whip right out of the container.
With my hand.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Bob, to your point, like who dies Easter eggs if there aren't kids? Like who's doing that?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe if you're having a party, people really don't throw Easter parties, though, do they? No.
I mean, I used to love dying.
Come on
Easter
in. Let's celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Have a drink. You know, people don't do that.
Yeah. I love doing it with my girls, but if they're not here, I'm going to get Kevin to dye Easter eggs with me as if. So just be careful. Wanted to mention this because the shaving cream egg thing is all over social media. And if you're like me and you just do things without reading the directions, don't make yourself sick. All right.
And
straight
don't eat
ahead,
Tide Pods either. Don't eat Tide Pods. Don't do that. Just don't.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about Rebel Wilson and the rather shocking claims she's making about a fellow actor. And, of course, People's Movie Critic with Ghostbusters. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
So what's going on with the big dust-up between Sacha Baron Cohen and Rebel Wilson?
Well, she's got a book coming out, like an autobiography coming out, and she has gone public with some accusations about some of the things that he did when she was co-starring with him in the movie The Brothers Grimsby, which if you're going, wait a minute, what's that? It was a huge flop about 6-8 years ago. Horrible. Anyway, I can't tell you some of the things that she has accused him of. I'll just put it that way. I can't really tell you. Not on the air. Can't really, really? Tell you some of the things she's accused of. Now, his own wife, Isla Fisher, the actress Isla Fisher, said, I can't tell you how embarrassing he is in social situations. There's no difference between the awkward gaffes he makes as a comic and the terrible faux pas he innocently commits as my husband. He can be a nightmare to live with when he's doing a part. He never breaks character. He comes home and is that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
He's Barat at home.
Or Ali G or this character or whoever. So Rebel Wilson had said, I worked with this massive bleep and now I definitely have a policy about not working with guys like that, and did not name him at the time that the movie came out, but she's named him in the book. And he apparently has lawyered up and gotten a PR crisis team. And Rebel Wilson said, I will not be silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. The bleep I'm talking about is Sacha Baron Cohen. Just called him out. Called him out.
And is he going after her because he's got lawyers to shut her up? Or
He would like her to. Yeah. He would like her to stop.
It's true, though. He can't shut her up, can he?
I don't think so. Not unless... Yeah.
He's a public figure. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, like, what she's accusing him of, you won't be surprised by, especially if you've seen the Borat movies. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's on brand. I can see that. I can totally see that happening.
Well, I mean, he did some things that were, I guess, sexually oriented, but he did some things that were just disgusting. Can you say if it's one or the other?
It's a combination.
It's both?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when that first Borat movie came out, I had a date and we went to see it and she was laughing hysterically, especially at that scene where the kind of overweight guy was naked running through the hospital and Sacha Baron Cohen was naked chasing him. She was just in hysterics to see two naked men going crazy. And, you know, I thought it was shocking and funny in some ways, but I thought some of the things done in that movie were just obviously inappropriate, but I mean wildly inappropriate. That scene in the Southern Family's dining room, woo! I just couldn't believe it was in a movie, you know? He is the movie version of a shock jock. There aren't that many shock jocks left anymore. but they were always guys that on radio that did things that you were going, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. But it wasn't really funny. It was just shocking. Some of the stuff in his movie was, you know, the first Borat, I didn't see the second one, was pretty funny. And he's a gifted actor, but I can't imagine living with that. I feel sorry for her. She's so cute and talented.
That was nice to add that after a beat.
I had to.
Yeah, because if she's ugly, yeah. Good, you know, you're on your own, sis. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. It's a given. It's a given that she's talented.
Is it a given?
Help a brother out here, will you?
I can't breathe. I would otherwise.
It's a good thing she's not ugly and awkward.
She has the appearance of being talented. Yes. Yeah, she does. I agree.
You know what? Hell with you all. I'm going to go hang out with my friend Sasha Baron Cohen.
After I tell you when we go to the break what he asked for, you're going to rethink that.
Yeah, you probably
just
will.
Here to tell you. Just,
yeah, Bob, no.
Don't be rethinking really? That. Because if there's one thing you're not into, it's that. I'm pretty sure. All right, happy gateway to the weekend. We got morons in the news next. We have the People's Movie Critic with Ghostbusters. This is Bob and Sherry. Morons in the News is sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here we go!
It's Bob and Sherry.
The craziest.
Moronic.
Asinine.
With Morons in the News.
Have you ever been on an interstate highway and you're cruising along there around 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you look in the rearview mirror and there is some guy right on your tail? And then he does a hard left to get into the passing lane and floors it. And you're looking down, you're going, I'm doing 72. You got to be doing 100 miles an hour. Too many Fast and Furious movies, buddy. I think that's what happened with this guy. A police chase involving, check this out, an ATV began in Miami-Dade County in the morning, around 10 o'clock in the morning. And 2.5 hours later, it finally ended. 18-year-old Anthony Angel Perez finally was pulled over and taken into custody, but not before he was seen wearing a ski mask, jumping onto the northbound express lanes of Interstate 95. So as the hour went on, the next hour went on, more and more police officers joined the chase. Perez apparently looked like he was slowing down, but then all of a sudden he would speed up and he would make maneuvers around other cars. This is with an ATV, something you take into the North Woods, something you take in the Pine Barrens, for crying out loud. I don't know how fast he's going, but the television camera made it look like he was hitting like 80 miles an hour on this thing. I don't know how fast they go. He then got into the southbound lanes of a highway, heading in the opposite direction of traffic. And then he got off at Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale and went west. Cops are now everywhere. Helicopters are chasing this guy. One witness said, I was just shocked. I've never seen anything like this. And dig this. Perez initially fled from officers for no apparent reason. He just saw the officers and he took off. They were ignoring him. One movie too many. Or did he have something on him that he just freaked out when he saw the cops? Eventually, they pulled him over, dragged him off the ATV, and took him to the pokey. I just don't understand a guy like that. Have you never seen a television broadcast where they're following somebody in the air? You can't get away.
No.
I think he had something, whether it was drugs or a weapon. I don't know.
Yep.
But he went to way too much effort for just stupidity to be the answer. Yeah. I think there's something
you would
else.
Think. Yeah. You would think.
What
Lamar?
You got, Lamar?
In Pasco, Washington, the owners of CM Motors in Pasco were shocked to see an individual trying to steal a car on their lot. They watched that guy smash the windows of two Kia cars in an apparent effort to get away with one of them. So the police arrived at the scene just as the thief was driving one of the cars out of the lot. And then he got blocked. The police did some smooth maneuvering of the police cars, and they blocked him in. And once he realized he was blocked in, he jumped out of the car and fled on foot through a residential neighborhood. The police were in hot pursuit. And after jumping the fence and cutting through backyards, the police finally cornered the guy. The perp was apprehended while hiding under a boat. Turns out the car thief was a local 15-year-old kid, and he was wearing underwear as a mask. I must assume that underwear on his head. I assume that pantyhose is getting hard to find. That's all I can figure. He was booked into juvenile detention center on charges of two counts of attempted auto theft. I guess we could say his car theft career was brief. Brief as in brief.
And finally, a 9-foot alligator living next to a retention pond behind a former Coca-Cola plant in Florida has been rescued and put on a diet. The croc weighs 400 pounds, which is really a lot for an alligator, even a 9-foot long one. You know, we have such a problem with gators in Florida, but listen to this. Not only is this gator living behind the old Coca-Cola plant, the neighbors nicknamed it Coca-Cola, and have been feeding it entire hams.
Oh,
like, here's a ham.
Very bad idea.
And they also said he really likes lunch meat. Meanwhile, the rescue veterinarian said, yes, he does like lunch meat and whole hams, but his new diet will be better suited to his species. He'll be getting fish and some chicken. We're hoping to slim him down a little bit. He is a big, chunky boy, and he comes up to the fence at the retention pond and opens his mouth for people to put ham in it. I must address now the people of Florida, of the Sunshine State. You can't be mad that they eat your dog if you're feeding them whole hams.
You can't.
They are confused.
It's a terrible idea. Terrible.
All right. A radical shift for this Gateway to the Weekend Thursday. The People's Movie Critic is coming up with Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
I've got a list here of the top 10 Easter candies in the United States. Number 10, love to see this on the list now. People are beginning to understand this candy. Ferrero Rocher Fine Hazelnut Chocolate Easter Bunny. Does anybody love, how can you not love Ferrero Rocher? It is just awful.
Yes, but it's, the Ferrero Rocher candies are just the perfect size. A whole bunny made of that?
Wow.
That's a lot. That's intense, Lamar.
Hey, hold my beer. I'll show you something on that. That ain't no problem. All right. Number 9, Peeps Marshmallow Candy Chicks. See, people are figuring out the scam. Peeps is a scam. They're cool looking, but you can't eat them. They're terrible. Number 8, Dove Milk Chocolate Easter Egg. That's all right. That works. Number 7, now this is down the list, a Lindt Milk Chocolate Bunny. I would think the bunny would be up a little bit higher.
God bless you.
Number 6 is a Value Jelly Bean Bag. We don't want Value Jelly Beans. We want better jelly beans than that. Number 5, Snickers Twix Milky Way Assortment. Listen, the only way Milky Way gets bought is in an assortment. It has to hide behind a Snickers because nobody wants a Milky Way, okay? Number 4, Hershey's Kisses Milk Chocolate. They're standard. They're good. Now we're talking number 3, Starburst Jelly Beans. Now we're getting somewhere. Starburst is an affordable jelly bean, but it's a quality jelly bean. So I say that's good. Number 2, the big thing in Easter, Cadbury Cream Egg Milk Chocolate Easter Candy.
Yes.
That, man, they sell millions and millions of those things. Number 1 on the list, does anybody want to guess what number 1 is? It's so obvious.
And it's
Peeps.
And it's an Easter.
Peeps.
No, Peeps.
No, he's
Peeps.
Already mentioned
Peeps. Dead. Peeps are dead to us.
And we already did jelly beans.
We did jelly beans, yeah.
Please.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Eggs.
eggs.
Ding, 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 ding. Sherry has it. Reese's milk chocolate peanut butter egg. You cannot beat it. It's a Reese's cup. It's chocolate and peanut butter, and it's awesome. Yeah. Happy Easter to everybody. This is Bob and Sherry.
I just love being outside. There's so many things to do this time of the year. I don't want to spend a lot of time cooking, and that's why I love Factors. No prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factors, fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And here's the best part. They are absolutely delicious. I love them. 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from. Head to factormeals.com/bands50 and use the code BANDS50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code BANDS50 at factormeals.com/bands50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
The People's Movie Critic Review on Bob and Sherry is sponsored by Tide. Washing your clothes with Tide on cold cleans great and provides savings for your wallet and the environment.
It is time now for the People's Movie Critic and his review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Take it away, Lamar.
Here we are once again with a great movie that hit it out of the park. Then the second movie comes along, and everybody was sort of suffering from remembering how great the original was, but okay. Then, years down the road, the third one comes out. They flip the script. They've got new people being the Busters. Everything's great. Kate McKinnon and the rest of the cast did a great job. And even the director, Paul Feig, the worst director in the history of the world, could not mess this up, okay? The fourth one handed the ball off to a new generation of Ghostbusters. It honored Harold Ramis, and it was a classy way to call it quits. Everybody's happy. We're all going home. It's wonderful. But sadly, it made just a little bit too much money, and greed said, I think we're good for one more Ghostbusters. So now it ends with more of a whimper than it should, and it's going to be the lowest rating of the five. Now, I don't say that because it's horrible. It's not. It just does not give us anything new. It doesn't bring any glamour to an already well-known name. The main problem here is too many actors and not enough movie to go around. It's very crowded. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, they all make cameos. And they're there, but they don't have a whole lot to do. We just sort of get to see them hang around. And the problem with that is it takes away a lot of screen time and lines for the newcomers from the 2021 movie. Phoebe, played by McKenna Grace, does a really, really, really good job. She gets the majority of the storyline and the screen time. Now, Carrie Coon and Paul Rudd, they're prevalent in the movie, but most of their energy is spent trying to make teenage Phoebe happy and getting her to accept Gary as a father figure. You can understand how hard it is to make a teenage girl happy. It's impossible. You can catch a ghost with your bare hands, but you cannot make a teenage girl happy. Now, the plot such as it is, it involves an ancient artifact that, of course, has a demon god trapped inside that, when released, will destroy the world and bring on the end of time. The Ghostbusters cause a lot of damage while chasing ghosts and catch the attention of Mayor Peck. He's played by William Atherton. You don't recognize the name. I know you don't. But you know the face. He was in the original Ghostbusters, and he is the guy who played the reporter in Die Hard that Holly McClain punches at the end of the movie. We knew who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
This guy has made a huge living as a go-to actor when a director's looking for a jerk. He's the best jerk ever. He's been in 84 movies and TV shows being a jerk, and he's also as a jerk. But when you watch the trailers with the panic on the beach and the huge icicles coming up out of the ground, and of course it manages to miss everybody, but you're all set for this big action thing. That action does not actually start until halfway into the movie. And then it's a little underwhelming. Now, the CGI is great. It's absolutely great. And the villain has a really cool look, he's just not exciting. It's just, I don't know. The movie feels a little long at 1 hour and 55 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for supernatural action and violence and some language and some suggestive references, but I didn't hate the movie. I really didn't. And there were some good performances, but it was not a movie that actually needed to be made. And I'm sure this is going to be the last one because the box office will guarantee that. I encourage you to go see it. I mean, you really need to see it. It is Ghostbusters. But for me, my score is 3 buds. It's just
3 buds. Like
the original people showed up to get paid, you know?
Yeah. And it just, I don't know. It just, everything's been done. They've done everything. So there was nothing new to do. And it wasn't as funny. It wasn't as slapstick. It just wasn't as, you know? So.
I didn't know this was the fifth.
Well, they try not to count the one with the women cast, but you've got to count it because they did a great job and they scored.
Yeah.
They scored better than the sequel. So
yeah.
But this is going to be I was afraid it was just going. I was afraid this was going to happen, and it did.
Well, you know what they say in Hollywood. Those dumb plebes will watch anything. Here's a fifth Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
That is what they say. And 3 buds sounds awfully generous considering the description you just gave. All right, keep it here. Straight ahead, an iconic tree is coming to a Mickey D's near you. Plus, comedian Catherine Blandford and how to retire before you turn 30. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
Go to bobandsherry.com to enter Love My Pup. Sponsored by Dr. Marty's Pet Food. Send us a picture of your dog, and you could win up to $250 worth of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. And you can also go to drmartypets.com/bob to get up to 54% off your first order.
Bob had mentioned something about McDonald's and Krispy Kreme hooking up and Krispy Kreme selling donuts at McDonald's. And I'm like, stop this. This is madness. This is craziness. Why would you do that? So I started doing a little bit of research on it. And sure enough, they've hooked it up. McDonald's is going to be selling Krispy Kreme donuts, and they're going to be nationwide by the end of 2026. Now, the rollout has already been tested in Kentucky. They've been selling them in Kentucky for, a few months. They've got 160 restaurants across Louisville and Lexington, and they're selling them. So evidently it's a working deal. Now, Krispy Kreme knows that when this happens, they're saying this is going to double its distribution. Now, that's a lot of donuts because they're making a lot of donuts now. Now, The Krispy Kreme, over the last few years, though, Krispy Kreme, their stock has fallen about 20%. And it happens anytime a whole lot of weight loss talk starts happening. When people are starting, taking drugs and everything to lose weight, the first thing they think is, well, let's don't stop at Krispy Kreme, which is probably pretty smart if you're trying to lose weight. But when they announced their partnership with McDonald's, it went up 39%.
Yeah, that makes sense because of all the franchises.
Yeah. Already right now, Krispy Kreme delivers to 6,800 third-party stores, which are like grocery stores, convenience stores, and stuff like that. McDonald's has 13,500 restaurants now, and they're planning to open 900 new ones by 2027. And so Krispy Kreme says, we can do at least 6,000 of those right now. And it'll take them about 2 years to get everything ramped up so that they can do all of them. But also Krispy Kreme is thinking this is an opportunity to grab some grocery stores and convenience stores that they're not in right now because they're going to be going right by them. They're going to be going all over the place to McDonald's.
I am guessing that McDonald's is sort of giving up on that whole salad period that they went through for a while there. Remember?
Well, listen, We're in America, okay? We are in America. Right, salad is okay if you're putting it alongside a big hamburger and some French fries. I like a little and salad a on donut. The side.
Yeah. Yeah,
but now what McDonald's has done, because you know McDonald's has really been pushing their coffee. They're trying to get their coffee squared away and whatever, but they've quit selling their cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. when Krispy Kreme comes in, now they're going to have the donuts. This will increase their coffee sales. So they've worked all this out. I mean, it's going to be a win. Here's my problem, though. Here's my problem. When I go to my local Krispy Kreme, now the hot now sign might not be on. That's no problem, because I know what's sitting there has just been sitting there for an hour or 2 hours. It's not been sitting there for 12 hours.
Right.
I don't want a 12-hour donut. You know, I'm used to going to Krispy Kreme and getting them pretty fresh. So how is McDonald's going to handle this? Their donuts are just not going to be that fresh.
I just want to jump in and say, I'm so thankful you show up here every day, because the amount of energy you invest in getting the foods you like. We got to go to Long John Silver's and get a tray full of crumbs. We got to go to the Krispy Kreme when the hot and now sign is on. But we got to travel about 20 miles in this direction to get some decent barbecue. Like, I thank you for coming every day. I appreciate it.
Listen.
I don't think it's going to be as good is the answer. People will experience it, and they will say it's better than not having a Krispy Kreme donut. That's about. McDonald's does not make a Five Guys sort of burger, and you know that when you go in there, you're getting a McDonald's burger, and this, I'm going to guess, is going to be a similar experience.
Boys, I have to remind you that the overwhelming majority of people in the United States of America do not live near a Krispy Kreme shop and have never experienced the hot and now glory that you're talking about. It's just a glazed donut to most people. And so they're not going to measure it the same way that you do. And if you're content with a McDonald's hamburger, I am sure you're going to be content with that. Not as good as it could be freaking donut. Like, do you hear yourself?
Exactly what
I'm already
just said.
Seeing it, but you know what? Right. Here's the deal. If I go in McDonald's and I get a Krispy Kreme donut, I'm already seeing the scowl on that teenage girl's face that don't want to be there to start with when I say, can you pop this in the microwave for about 7 seconds? That's all I need. 7 seconds. You know, she's not going to want to do that. It's just not going to be good. But I live close to a Krispy Kreme. I pass one all the time. Every day I pass one. So it's not a problem.
Let me just say this. Sherry and I were on the road once, I think around Savannah, Georgia, and we didn't know where we were. And we pulled into what was a biker bar. Let me just say, the Chardonnay quality in a biker bar was not what I was hoping for. But we got out alive, so I was fine.
And you had your Chardonnay. Was it the best
and
Chardonnay?
And I had my Chardonnay.
No.
Right, exactly.
No, but you were in a biker bar called The Cockpit near the Savannah Airport. You were not in a tasting room in Sonoma County, California.
That's
you
my
knew
point.
You were not going to get the greatest.
Yeah, that's
right?
My point.
But you unhinged your jaw and poured it in, and people will do that for donuts at McDonald's. Straight ahead, everyone needs a laugh with comedian Catherine Blanford. It's Bob and Sherry.
Everyone Needs a Laugh is sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. It is time now for Everyone Needs a Laugh. Here is Catherine Blanford.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I love New York. I'm from Kentucky, so this feels exactly like home. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, which is where we have the Kentucky Derby. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's this big event where these like fancy people, they watch these horses run around circles. And then after every race, you can see some of them like freaking out because they just lost their son's college fund on an animal named Buckle Up Buttercup. But those are the fancy people. They don't let us hillbillies in the stands. They corral us in the infield. And then we watch the horses racing and we get FOMO. We're like, I want to do that. Hold my moonshine. So we have something called porta potty racing, okay? What that is you find a line of these things, right? And you go up to the first porta potty in the line and you ask a man to help you up to the very tip top of it. And he always does because you have a sundress on. And then, okay, he's been there. Okay, so this is the name of the game, okay? You try and run across the top of the porta potties without falling in. It's like the floor is lava, but worse. And if you get pretty far, then there's dudes on the ground that are getting excited because you're now their redneck ninja warrior. They're like, oh, she's really doing it. And they can't help themselves. They'll get so excited. They'll throw full beer bottles at you because that's how their dad showed them they were proud. And then if you dodge all the bottles full of love and you make it to the very end, then you get to get arrested. And I've been there. I made it. Yeah. So then you get to go to jail and you get to talk to your dad again. So it's a family tradition. No, I did that a lot in my childhood. I'm doing much more mature things now. I live with my boyfriend. That's serious. And I know he believes in me because he makes me pay rent. But I haven't been promoted yet. Sorry, proposed to. Sorry. But my friends are. I've been a bridesmaid 14 times now. I'm going on these bachelorettes. Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry. I know. It's 2024. You can't say maid anymore. I've been a bridal intern 14 times. Thank you. It is a lot of work. So I was at the beach on one of the employee retreats, and before the conference, you know. Okay, so I started to notice the difference between the girls there that are still in their 20s and those of us who dare to be 32. You could detect the younger ones because they were in their bikinis, and they were taking selfies, and their whole body was in the picture. Once you hit 30, that's no longer how your beach pictures go, okay? You know what we do. We line up, right? And then we slowly start backing into the ocean till about right here. I like that one. Yeah, try one more. There we go. I like my bangs in that one. But this trip, first of all, by the way, I would like to say, once you get older, every group picture, you treat it like a loaf of bread, right? You're like, the ends are the worst. So this trip. Oh, these girls are on one right now. Okay. This trip started off like every bachelorette. Everyone's very polite in the beginning. They're like, no, I love your bangs. And then the younger girls, with all their energy, they started like wrestling each other on this raft, right? Trying to knock each other off. Till one girl's left, and then that girl got to be the bride. And she challenged me to a duel, I guess because I don't have kids or eyelash extensions. So I just, I had to get on this raft. I just had to square up across from this 20-year-old feral cat, just this scrawny Rachel foaming White Claw at the mouth. I'm a marketing major. And my phone said, do you have a charger? Sorry, I'm a Leo. It was one of those moments we've all had, where you see somebody younger and then you realize how much you've elevated as a person. I looked at her like, I used to be you. Do you remember your 20s when you didn't eat because you're trying to look good for a mate because you needed shelter? But I was like, now I'm good. Now I live with an accountant in the suburbs and I got an Instapot. So I remember I was like, she's going to take me. I've been out of the game, but I had to square up, right? And sure enough, they said go. And she lunged at me, but she still slipped off me because she's in her 20s and wears tanning oil. And I'm in my 30s now, so I have SPF 90 and Botox in. So I didn't move a muscle. And I just got her in a headlock and I just whispered, forgive your father. And she slipped on her tears and fell in.
Catherine Blanford, boy, she's terrific. She has one unusual act.
We're going to post that up at BOBANDSHERI.com. Click the menu tab. Look for Everyone Needs a Laugh. This is Bob and Sherry.
It's the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't do on the regular show. The Oddcast. Oddcast on the free Bob and Sherry app.
The National Research Council of Italy, they did a study, and they reported in the Journal of the Science of Food and Agriculture, so this is really, really scientific deal right here, that in the case of good wine, it could make your life pleasant and a great experience, good wine. They did a trial, and it was undertaken at this big festival, where as a social experiment with reliable methodology, they say, through wearable sensors, they measured the emotions aroused in a live context on consumers by different kinds of wine. Five wines were tested. Two of them were faulty, not good, and three were high-quality samples. 50 consumers, they had live jazz music in the background. The results were, and it's all through ECG and all this stuff, when it was all said and done, the results were people, even untrained in the art of wine drinking, like good wine better than bad wine. Wow, who'd have thunk that? I mean, come on. You know, I can't understand why they would go to all this trouble. High-quality wines are able to induce a spectrum of positive emotions, and when you couple that with background music, everybody's feeling pretty cool. And it's like a dragging effect towards a positive mood, and it gets generated by all the conditions, everything around you, good music, a beautiful location, and they talk about the fact that social drinking of wine in moderation has been proved to be a success in the world's blue zones. Have y'all ever heard of the blue zones?
These are the places where the
average life expectancy is at its highest. You've got Icaria, Greece. You've got Sardinia, Italy. Okinawa, Japan. The Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. The Seventh-day Adventist in Loma Linda, California. All of these places are great places for health. But the study said it's not just the health benefits of the wine, but it's also the socialization that comes with sharing that wine. But they spent a bunch of money to find out that people like good wine better than bad wine. I could have told them that. I mean, I really could. It's not that hard.
Lamar, one night last week, Kevin and I opened a bottle of wine, and we were sitting in the afternoon sunshine, and he turned to me and said, "What's the latest on Kate Middleton?" And between the wine and that question, I've never been happier. It was the happiest day of my life.
This is Bob and Sherry.
I just love being outside. There's so many things to do this time of the year. I don't want to spend a lot of time cooking, and that's why I love Factors. No prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factors, fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And here's the best part. They are absolutely delicious. I love them. 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from. Head to factormeals.com/bands50 and use the code BANDS50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code BANDS50 at factormeals.com/BANDS50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to bobandsherry.com.
It is talk back time. Now you can call us on the phone at 844-52-SHERI. And the phone will ring and Max will answer it. Probably Max, because it sits next to his head. Or you can download the free Bob and Sherry app. It's in Google Play and the Apple Store. And there's a little microphone in the bottom center of the screen. Tap it and talk and the app will do the rest.
Oh my goodness. I totally just need to be a guest on your show and just do a whole rundown of my life. So I'm the girl that called like 2 years ago about getting sprayed by a skunk and going to school. Y'all are talking about on today's episode, or I watched it late, so it was a while back. But people stealing their child's boyfriend. So my stepbrother's mom stole her sister's boyfriend and they got married. And her daughter stole her stepdad and then they got married and have kids. So it's a whole like crazy story. And yes, there is a lot of people stealing people's boyfriends and fiancés and husbands in my half of the family that I really don't claim. Anyway, so y'all have a good day and I love the show. Thanks.
I'm a little confused.
Wow.
Has anybody got a diagram on that? We should diagram.
Yeah, right. Who was the first one? It was a mother stole somebody's girlfriend?
We have to hear it again and let me diagram it as Lamar suggested. All right, let me hear that again.
This episode, or I watched it late, so it was a while back. But people stealing their child's boyfriend. So my stepbrother's mom stole her sister's boyfriend, and they got married. And
you got that? You want me to slow it down for you?
Stepmom, sister's boyfriend. Okay.
You got it?
No.
But they got married. Brothers. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
Her daughter stole her stepdad.
Her daughter.
Whose daughter? The stepmom's daughter?
Yes. The stepmom's daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Daughter. And who did she steal?
Her stepdad. Here, let me.
Daughter. Stole her stepdad.
Oh, that's unsettling. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
And then they got married and have kids. So it's a whole, like, crazy story. And, yes, there is a lot of people stealing people's.
Okay. So I think we've gotten to the meat of it there.
So the stepmom stole the daughter with the stepdad.
Yeah,
the stepmom
that's what I think.
Stole yeah. her sister's boyfriend and they got married. And then the stepmom's daughter stole the stepdad and they got married. If you're wondering which is the creepiest, that'd be like Karamia marrying Kevin. I just want you to try to picture that. Like, ew,
is that not a Hallmark? What's the other one? The other production?
It's Hallmark. Not Hallmark.
It's not Hallmark. Lifetime. I stole my stepdad.
So the daughter of the stepmother that married the stepdad, they had children.
Yeah.
So now here's the question. How do we figure out how they're all related to one another? Because
okay, so let me look at my notes again. Hang on.
Not a lot of branches on this tree.
So the stepmom stole her sister's boyfriend, and they are now married, which means that the child of the stepmom is related by marriage to the daughter who stole the stepdad and married him, and now they have kids. And
oh, that's good. That is so good that you did that. Wow.
So yeah. And people were surprised that 23andMe and Ancestry DNA just released a study going, there's a lot of incest in the USA. Y'all need to date outside your families now, genetically. Now, this is not biological.
Can you imagine at Christmas time? Incest. Can you imagine at Christmas time the white elephant party, right?
Like the giant one in the room that no one's talking about?
Yeah, right. I wonder if they're friendly. I mean, isn't that always the question?
I don't. You know what I love?
Well, somebody was friendly with somebody.
The idea that somebody is being stolen. They're not being stolen without their consent. It's not like they were sitting front on the lawn and somebody just picked them up out of a chair and took them.
Put a bag on their head. No, that's right.
Wow. Nuggets.
What do you think? Are they friendly? Do you think that do they get together on Thanksgiving?
No. I don't. My Sicilian second sight tells me that it is a seething viper pit of fury and resentment. I just hope I'm wrong. Lamar, I have the diagram. I'll send it over so you can hang on to it.
Thank you.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Leave us a talk back with the free Bob and Sherry app.
Have you ever been driving on one of our great interstates and it's kind of opened up a little bit? You know, you just pulled away from the big city that you were driving through and it just kind of opens up and you're going about 70, 72, in Lamar's case, 90, 92. And all of a sudden you're coming in hot to this car in front of you. And it's for some reason, it's always kind of a small car, not real small, but intermediate at best. And they have the caution lights on. And in a 70 mile per hour highway situation, they're doing 40, 45. And you pull up and you go, well, I'm getting around this person. And tell me that you don't every time look over and see who's driving that car.
and you have such disdain. You don't know what's going on in their lives. You have such disdain. And those people, for some reason, they're clutching the steering wheel with every ounce of strength that they have. And they're just able to peer over the top of the steering wheel. And the look on their face is sheer terror. And you have no idea what's going on. Well, I know what's going on now. I just read this study that some highway commission did. One out of six of us out there are nervous wrecks. And that's the quote. Nervous wrecks behind the wheel. 18% of those nervous wrecks say they're highly strung while driving, and they become even more highly strung once they pull into a city that they are unfamiliar with.
That makes sense. That makes total sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that one does. But the idea that almost 20% of the people, look, if you're listening to us out on the road right now and you can see some cars, you see six of them, one of those people is highly, highly, highly strung and doesn't like driving, but they have to. I believe that.
I believe
it too. I totally believe that. That there are not more crashes, I think, is one of the most amazing things out of life. I mean, I know there are, you know, throughout, like if you're in a medium-sized city, you probably have, you know, 10 to 15 crashes in a drive time. Most of them are just, you know, bumper against bumper. But isn't it amazing with all of the cars out on the road and you're only a few feet away?
Yes.
And 20% of the people are highly strong and uncomfortable. That there's
and the rest of them's
crashes.
On the phone.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, don't get me started with that. Yeah.
Every time I go down a road where it's a two-lane highway where you're meeting somebody, I think to myself, how did we ever get to the point where everybody, the majority, 99% of the people, stay on their side of the road? I don't know why we're not just, I mean, mayhem all over the place. It's amazing.
I know.
It really
it is.
But amazing.
It's amazing. I won't be surprised if in my lifetime things don't start looking more like a Mad Max movie where people are just driving hell for leather in whatever, on roads or not on roads, because I feel like I'm already seeing some of that now. Like, remember my husband's wreck? The woman that hit him was going 55 in a 25. She hit, rammed into him from the back, and then cut down and drove down the dotted line on the two-lane highway, just drove right down the center dotted line and took out four more cars. That's some Mad Max level driving. And that happened in front of a Target. So
was she arrested for trying to get away from Kevin's car?
I think if they arrested her, they had to wait till after she was medically stable. Cause as far as I know, I wasn't with him when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as I know, she was one of the many people hauled off in an ambulance that day. But I'm sure there was some sort of ticket. I feel like if you ram somebody and then drive down the dotted line between two lanes of traffic, I feel like, I don't know what the violation is, but there must be one. There
is that not a hit and run, guys?
Well, she didn't. She ran, but she didn't get far.
She tried. So, she didn't try to run.
Yeah. So I'm not even a little bit surprised at the thought that people might get more feral on the roads. I just feel like people are like, screw it.
No,
oh,
I'm with Lamar.
Oh, whatever.
It is. There's just something miraculous that, and this has been the last 100 years. We haven't had cars all that long. I think it's kind of miraculous what he described. Especially on those highways, that's one lane one way and one lane the other.
Yeah.
You're a few feet apart. A
few feet.
Yeah.
You're just a bobble away from head-on collision. A bobble.
I know. Well, for those of you listening with your radios on, enjoy that ride in today. You know,
yeah, keep your eyes
careful
on the road.
Keep your eyes on the road and the people in the other cars. It's Bob and Sherry. Can you believe this is sponsored by Progressive Insurance? Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com.
You read it once.
I don't believe that.
And then you read it again.
I can't believe this.
It's Bob and Sherry's.
I believe this.
I'm gonna believe this.
sometimes I'll see a headline and it's accompanied by a picture. And it just makes me not really pissed off, but makes me go, oh. The headline is, I invested enough to retire by 29. And it's a picture of a guy with a great big smile on his face standing in front of an icy blue lake in Iceland. So he's doing a little traveling since he's retired at 29. Five things that made it possible. Now, I'm going to read them, and I want you to comment on, you know, if you could do this sort of thing. Should you have done this sort of thing? Is it just ridiculous? Is this one in a billion, guys? Here we go. Number one, avoid educational debt. So I think a lot of people were saying, I'll tell you how he got to retire. His parents were really loaded and they died. And no, that's not it. His parents made less than $20,000 a year. He grew up in Kerala, India. And so when it was time for college, he was living in the United States at the time, and that's where he wanted to work. But he said to himself, I can't afford these colleges. And he went back to India where it's free or very close to free. So he graduated and he had no debt. Number two, he invested aggressively in stocks when he was young. That one really got me, because how much you making when you're really young, right? Now, he went to that. One of the answers is he went to work full time at Google X.
And there you go.
yeah, that's part of it. He spent less than 10% of his compensation at Google X, and he invested every dollar after taxes into the stock market. How did he spend less than 10% of his compensation? How much could he have been making at the age of 23?
Maybe he lived with a bunch of roommates, took public transportation, lived on rice and beans, and did not devote his time to figuring out how to romance the ladies or buying sports cars or whatever. I mean, maybe he just gritted it out in a way that you can't even imagine. Because he clearly
didn't have any kids
either.
He had no kids. Yeah. He had no kids. If you don't have any kids,
and
you've got
had
money.
No kids. Yeah. Right.
And Bob, so, he wasn't girl crazy. I mean, we have discussed how when puberty landed on you, that was it. It was over. This guy maybe didn't have that.
Make it rain, Bob. Make it rain.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, Sherry, when you use me as an example, I don't have a problem with it. But sometimes I got a problem with it. And you're pulling that scab off. It's not a comfortable thing. Number three, work in expensive cities at first, but don't settle in them long term. He worked in San Francisco, New York, and Seattle, where the money was much higher. Here's what he made, $270,000 a year. So right away, this whole thing of here's how I ended up at 29 in Iceland on a vacation.
Well, I mean, if he's working in tech for Google, that doesn't surprise me. Again, you know, some people said, I think I'm going to have seven roommates, no car, live on rice and beans and work in tech at Google. And some of us said, I think it'll be fun to be on the radio. Like, it's not really a mystery why this guy started off doing so, so, so well.
Once again, pulling that scab off there, Sherry.
Those tech jobs, like software and data engineers and data architects, who even knows what they coders, who even knows what they do? They make a lot of money.
All right. Think about this. They always ask, the secret to having money is to spend less than you make, which is absolutely true. But it really helps if you're spending way less than you make, but you're making way more than most people make.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't extravagant. I mean, when you're making that kind of money and you're living frugally, in four or 5 years, things really start
you
to roll. And if you've made some good options in the stock market. Yeah, exactly.
Number four out of five, learn to negotiate pay. I was never really good at that either. You know, it was like, you're going to give me that? Well, okay, you know, as long as something was coming in. This guy, he accepted a job right after graduate school immediately at Google X. And he said, I had friends who joined at a lower level role than me without a PhD, but they were getting triple the stocks because they negotiated by showing Google counter offers. So,
and what's the that fifth was, thing?
And the final one, find, this is the one that I talk about all the time. Find a partner who has similar goals. He found a woman who had a minimalist sort of lifestyle, and she wanted to save too. And that's how they did it. So there you are. And that last one is an important one. You have to
they're
have
all
the same.
Important.
They're all important, but that last one, yeah. It's Bob and Sherry.
The Bob and Sherry website, the Oddcast, contest info, bobandsherry.com.
People who love animals are such good people, you know? They have such big hearts. Last week, a woman came to the Lower Mosswood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital in Cheshire in the UK, and she had what she thought was a baby hedgehog that had somehow been injured. She'd found it on the side of the road, and she told the resident veterinarians at the wildlife rescue that she was very careful. She didn't handle it. You know, she didn't want to put her scent on it. She kind of scooped into a box and put some cat food in there and some water and left it alone in a nice, warm, dark place. She did everything. She did everything right. She didn't want to scare it or stress it out. She tried not to even peek at it. But after a whole night went by and she couldn't hear any signs of life or movement, she became scared and she was convinced that something was really, really wrong with this baby hedgehog. And so she put it in the car and she drove to the rescue and she carried it in so carefully. She was so upset. And she said, please help me. I've rescued this baby hedgehog. I've done everything that the website said to do, but it's not moving. And so the vets took the box back and discovered that the reason the baby hedgehog wasn't moving is because it was the pom-pom off of someone's winter hat.
Oh, man. Wanna feel foolish.
The vet said this woman, she meant so well and she had a heart of gold. And yes, she was embarrassed, but she was a good Samaritan who did everything right, and no one should make fun of her. And also, for anyone who lost a hat pom-pom on the side of the road in Cheshire, it is being well cared for at the Wildlife Rescue Center. So nobody gets to make fun of her because she had such a good heart, and never has a random pom-pom been treated with more love and attention. This is Bob and Sherry.
I just love being outside. There's so many things to do this time of the year. I don't want to spend a lot of time cooking, and that's why I love Factors No Prep, No Mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factors fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And here's the best part. They are absolutely delicious. I love them. 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from. Head to factormeals.com/bands50 and use the code BANDS50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code BANDS50 at factormeals.com/bands50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Now, let's open up the Bob and Sherry Archive Vault.
There's somebody named Mickey Kendall, and she asked online, I just came upon this, people who interact with kids, what is the single weirdest, creepiest thing a kid has ever said to you? And I'm going to read the responses.
This is my kind of thing right here.
Lisa Campbell said, my 2-year-old son said, they come for me at night and they bring me back by morning time. And when I asked him more, he said, they do. And he pointed to the sky.
Well, you know, I totally believe every word of that.
My daughter, this is from Wakanda. My daughter was about 5 years old when she says, you're the best mommy I ever had.
And I said, I'm the only mommy you've ever had. She looks at me and she says, no, you're the third one, but I like you the best.
I've told you guys Rachel's reincarnation story. Hello.
What was it again?
When Rachel was a tiny, tiny girl, she said to her mom one day, she said, I love you, mommy. I had another mommy before you were my mommy. And her mom goes, what? What do you mean? And she said, my other mommy who drowned in the river, Mary. That was followed up with, we all drowned in the river. And then I came to you and you were my mommy.
Wow.
Oh, I still get the creeps when I think about it.
Back in the day, my younger brother used to tell us about his other grandparents and the blue house they used to live in. Always telling me about the other grandparents and the blue house. So we went for a drive, and this 5-year-old little psycho took us, it was 45 minutes later, 5 towns away, at the dead end of a street, to an abandoned blue house.
Here's why I totally believe in, you know, the baby souls, and we live many lifetimes.
Just go with the laughs here.
As we perfect our souls. Bob, here's why you should believe and why you should be excited about it. You know how, like, not everything's gone your way. You know, you didn't get to be an international man of mystery or rock star. And every day with me, every day, you're going to get a chance for a do-over.
When I was in the baby souls room, why wasn't I not paying attention?
You chose me. You said,
oh, is that right? I chose you.
You said to God, you're like, this, I need a whooping. And God said, hold on, I got one for you.
No, you stepped out of line, remember?
Yeah, because you were hungry, remember?
Yeah, you got punished.
Oh, that's right. I went to get something to eat in the baby soul place. Yeah. And God looked around. He said, where is he? He's supposed to go, oh, man, this one. You know what? Put him with a real bee for 25 years.
Present.
All right, here's the next one. I woke up to my 3-year-old kid petting my head. I asked why she needed to pet my head. And she said, I wish I had a piece of you that I could carry with me all the time. Oh, like your finger. let's see. I was watching a pre-K class. And while the teacher was out, this little girl walked up to my belly and pointed and said, there's a little tiny baby in there. There's a little baby in there right now. I was pregnant, but I was not showing, and I hadn't told anyone.
And she knew.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. One day I was sitting on my sofa, and I heard a scratching noise. It got my attention. I looked up, and on a dry erase board, my child had written, I can smell your fear.
Holy cow.
Now, honestly, what would you rather live with? The kid that was reincarnated or that one?
You're right. Oh, this one. I was at an amusement park when a random kid said, people taste better when they squirm.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Let me see about this one. I'm a funeral director / mortician at a service. A child around 4 years old came over to me and said, it gets loud working here with all these ghosts, doesn't it?
Now tell me, like, in the face of all this, why you still are such a non-believer in things unseen?
I don't know. There, you know, who knows how the brain works? You know, it's firing constantly. All sorts of atoms are going off in there. I don't know. Want to hear the final one?
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter was 2, I found her under the table with one of my husband's old children's books, turning pages as if she were beginning to read it. I asked her what she was doing, and she said, reading with Grandma. My husband's mother died 2 years before she was born. It was her book. Those are pretty good, weren't they?
Those are really good.
Those were just people responding to one request with an email.
I mean, your senses are limited and primitive. The idea that...
Are you speaking of me personally?
As a human.
Oh, okay.
The idea that reality and the world consists only of what you can see or hear or taste. Doesn't that seem kind of
it's hard for me to relate
self-centered?
To that. Self-centered. Why is it self-centered?
Because the idea that if Bob can't see it or hear it or touch it, it doesn't exist. Is that not like the most dazzling self-absorption?
If Bob can't see it or hear it or touch it, it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. You like that, though.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, he's down with that.
Yeah.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Use the Talk Back feature.
Talk Back feature.
On the free Bob and Sherry app and leave us a message.
Go ahead and plan out a teacher's summer vacation by nominating them at bobandsherry.com to win a trip from Visit Florida to spend 3 days and two nights at Margaritaville Beach Resort in Fort Myers Beach.
Here's Bob and Sherry with Charlie King and the Zippy Zodiac.
All I can say, Charlie, is fingers crossed. Take it away.
Well, it is the dreaded first Mercury retrograde of the year, and this carries a theme of confusion for every single sign. So buckle up is my first piece of advice. But for Aries, your entire life seems to go up in the air, and you revisit the past, taking a trip down memory lane or literally going back to old neighborhoods. If you receive a second chance at fixing something, take up that challenge, but wait at least a week before making your final decision. For Taurus, tying up loose ends results in you hitting a wall, so you feel mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted. And so things start going sideways. It gets easy to feel pressure to keep moving through the stress, but don't give in to that pressure. Tend to your needs with some rest. Gemini, a disagreement or a misunderstanding with a friend or a group that you are a part of can cause a few problems and become amplified this week. You can work on improving the situation by being flexible with things out of your control, or take it as a sign to let go and detach from a few people. For Cancer, you need to leave room in your plans and your goals for the unexpected to crop up. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This is funny to me because I'm a Cancer and I'm having unexpected things cropping up right now. So it's time to revise your professional picture and find a better way of doing something. This can be a good time for adjusting your path to success and not being so rigid. Leo, this is a time of learning, teaching, writing, speaking, and listening. It could be retaking an exam, resubmitting an application, finishing a piece of work that's been left incomplete. And remember that going around on something a second time isn't defeat, it's just dedication. Virgo. So this week, looking at where your credit score or your mental energy has been overextended is the theme. Do you need to update an insurance policy or adjust a mortgage or make amendments to your taxes? Reallocating and tending to these resources might be a lot to deal with, but by the end of this confusing 3 weeks, you will not regret it.
I have just done everything that you said within the last 2 days.
Nice. You're right on track. Yeah.
Good.
For Libra, you'll need the most patience that you have ever had when dealing with others. And these others seem to be going through it. The most important part of this is to ensure that you have boundaries, because it's really the boundaries that protect you from what is worth getting involved with and what's not, so that you're not just dealing with one dramatic person after the other. Scorpio, this time can create problems for you at work and with scheduling, or it brings out issues and misunderstandings with people you work with, you work around, or people you work for. So there's lots of little things in daily life that come up that need your attention. And you may become so incredibly busy that you feel stressed, and you need to find a healthy outlet for that stress so that you don't get stuck deep in it.
Gee, Charlie, this doesn't sound like me at all.
Capricorn.
Oh, did we skip Sagittarius?
Oh, my. Yeah, we did. I apologize.
It's a real Mercury retrograde kind of moment here.
Coming through, isn't it?
Sagittarius. Balance needs to be struck between work and fun. So there are things that have to be done that you cannot avoid. And you can balance the fun with the things that you need to do if you prioritize the most difficult, the most important, and the most urgent things first. And as it says in the book, eat the frog. So go with the harder stuff first.
Okay.
Now we're on to Capricorn.
Oh, okay. All right.
This week.
Hang on. Let me just slap my own face. Let me just. All right. There you go. I'm ready. Yeah. Here we go.
Well, it's a personal energy this week. Something from the past coming back to haunt you or to help you. And you will tackle whatever pops up head on, but it does leave you very little energy for dealing with your professional life. You really need more comfort and support this week. There's less drive and ambition. So spend time with people who support you in a healthy, relaxing way.
Shoot me a text after we finish here and let me know who these people are so that I can reach out to them, okay? All right, let's move on to Aquarius.
Aquarius, your mind is amped up and it feels scattered. So communication issues could be to do with crossed wires or quick responses or just not hearing what's being said. Try to make sure you're being clear and that you think before you speak and that you are also listening in equal amounts too. And Pisces, you don't need to be in a rush this week, especially with money matters or big purchases. Don't buy anything until you've at least slept on it and you understand the details of the transaction you're considering. And it is a Mercury retrograde, so whatever you do buy, make sure to get the warranty because you are probably going to need it.
Oh, God, I can't bear it. All right, Pisces.
Oh, that was Pisces.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, Mercury retrograde. So basically, unless you're a Virgo, what a week, right?
Just oh, it's what a such week. A week. It's such a it's week. Such I a just, week. I want to crawl straight back into bed right now.
Okay, but Bob, you're looking good. So yeah. You feel good about that.
I got those horrible things done. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm going to do now, Charlie, is tell everybody that they can find their Zippy Zodiac report at bobandsherry.com and on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. And I really want them to listen to your podcast. And then I'm just going to go drop my phone in the toilet and fall off the roof. And we'll see you next week for the Zippy Zodiac. It's Bob and Sherry.
The Bob and Sherry Podcast.
I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned exactly how I feel about self-checkout. I'm not crazy about it. Okay, I'm not crazy about it. So I see this headline, Walmart charging for self-checkout. And the first thing that comes up is like Walmart customers are all over social media and they're really mad, frustrated over what they perceive as Walmart charging shoppers $98 a year to use their self-checkout. Oh, man. I'm out making banners. I'm getting me a pitchfork. I'm leading the charge. But then I start reading it, and that's misleading, okay? Walmart recently announced that certain checkout lanes would be reserved exclusively for Walmart Plus members and Spark delivery drivers. Now, a Walmart Plus member, as you're walking around Walmart and you're buying your stuff, you can take your app on the phone and you can scan everything you're getting and you're done with checking out. You just have to go pay for it. You don't have to do anything else. Well, these people were having to wait because everybody else is running through self-checkout. So Walmart, and why am I paying $98 a year so that I don't have to go through the checkout line and still have to go through the checkout line? It makes no sense. So they also have their Spark delivery service that brings your stuff to your house. So the separate checkout is only for Walmart Plus members that are just going to walk up to the thing, show their phone to the computer, and it's going to take the money out of their account, and they're going to keep booking. Or the people that are delivering ordered stuff from Walmart, they do the same thing. This is not affecting the people that are not paying the $98. You can still go through self-checkout and do whatever you want to do. And I feel stupid. I didn't know Walmart had a $98 a year Walmart Plus.
Basically, I didn't either.
It's a cheaper version of Amazon. This is what they're saying. For $98 a year, you get free delivery, and they get same day. They do the same thing that Amazon does for $98. They've hooked up with one of the TV networks. I think it might be Paramount, and you're able to watch their stuff sort of like Amazon has Amazon Prime. So that's what they're doing. So these people are making all this big deal about it, but no, hush, pay the $98 if you want to, and then I think that's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I think you have to be doing a lot of shopping at Walmart, and many people do. I mean, you can buy food there if you want to. Yeah, it's like a Disney pass, kind of a speed pass at Disney.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That is exactly one of the quotes was that yes, it's like a speed pass. And I mean, I would be mad if I was paying $98 and I'm having to stand in line to wait for other people to check out their stuff. So Walmart's not. I know Amazon is everything. They really are. And as much as I hate them, I use them every other day. But Walmart's not just sitting around letting it ride. I mean,
no, they knew they had to respond to Amazon. Why can't there be a speed pass at the DMV? Yeah, that I'd pay it.
I would. Oh, yeah, I would. Well, here's
it's
the secret
called
to that,
doing
though.
It online. That's the speed pass for the DMV.
I guess. Yeah.
That is true. But I always forget. Now it's got a late fee, and I can't do that. You know, that's my fault. I mean, that is my fault. But I thought this was very interesting. It's so funny, though, because a bunch of people are in this article like, this is not right. No, it is right. You're complaining about something that's not true. I mean.
No, that works.
Walmart Plus. I mean, I think it's a cool deal. And especially the home delivery stuff. Does anybody here, y'all do home delivery from grocery stores? Does anybody do
Never it? Done it. Never done it.
I don't do it.
I did it the first couple weeks that Kev was home from his leg surgery because I didn't want to leave him, right? Mm-hmm. And the girls were away
at
school.
That makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
And even though he was like okay to be left, like he was on pain medication. And what if he tried to get up and go to the bathroom and fell and then he's really banged up and then I'm never getting out of this cycle. So I did Instacart a handful of times back in January, but it's this really sad. My life is so chaotic and hectic right now and there's nothing anybody can do. I'm just in that season of my life. Dear God, please can I go to the grocery store alone for 25 minutes? I'm begging on my knees.
You're not the only person that feels that. I don't have that sort of pressure, but what's the big deal about going to the grocery store? I kind of like going. You know, I look around, I can get this. They're amazing places.
My neighbor across the street, it's been a few months ago, I saw this car pull up, and he starts taking grocery bags and putting it on the front porch. And I'm like, what's going on? And I asked them about it. They said, oh, yeah, every week. They bring our groceries every week. And I'm like, really? See, here's my problem. You can bring me some canned stuff, but that produce and that meat, I won't even see that.
I agree with you.
I want to pick it out. Yeah, no, I'm with
you.
Yes,
I want to. But my bell pepper and your bell pepper may be two different ideas. I know what my bell pepper is supposed to look like, you know?
I will
tell you, when Amanda showed up at my door with groceries the fifth day Kevin was home from surgery, I was like, what a time to be alive. Thank you. Like it really, they're really you know, helped. That's why, like, don't snap judge people because you never know why someone is doing that. Once upon a time, like people who lived alone, if they were sick, they were out of luck. Now they can Instacart some chicken soup. Like there are some good things about the modern world. It's
great
Bob
time
and
to
Sherry.
Be alive.
Now available on the Bob and Sherry website, it's the Book of Bob. Sherry has collected Bob's insights, witticisms, and proclamations, and now they're available in a single volume.
With pictures.
What do you know what you will and won't do?
What do I know what I would do? Because I am I.
For an incredibly affordable price.
You don't know.
Just hit shop at the Bob and Sherry website.
I would not have lunch with a stuffed animal and there stare into a stranger's eyes.
BOBANDSHERI.com. Hit the shop tab at BobAndSherry.com.
The Bob and Sherry website, the Oddcast, contest info, BobAndSherry.com.
Okay, now I admit what I'm going to bring to you right now was not harvested out of the London Sunday Times. This is celebrities who would best deal with an alien invasion. Okay? So you have the concept here? Okay.
Yeah.
I think pretty straightforward. Okay. William Shatner. I think Shatner would deal with
Shatner,
it well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would confuse them. I think he would confuse the aliens. Gillian Anderson. Very good choice. I think she could deal with the alien invasion. Sigourney Weaver. Well, that's a given.
That's She should run the show when they invade. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Mr. Harrison Ford. Yes.
Every day.
Making on the spot decisions.
on how to deal with these damn aliens. Tom Cruise. He's kind of an alien himself.
Yeah,
so
he's one of them.
He speaks their
language.
Yeah.
He speaks their language, these aliens.
That's right.
Bruce Willis. I know he's struggling physically, but with all that experience of crawling through heating ducts and everything, he'd be perfect. Sir David Attenborough. This is an intellectual man.
Yeah.
Don't you think he could, if there was any reasoning with the aliens, and we don't know, we always think, oh, there's the aliens. Welcome. We don't know if they want to kill us or not. Number two, Will Smith. And I think that's good because all you have to do.
He's looking for a job.
Well, all he'd have to do is, so you're an alien. You're a vicious alien. Have you met my wife? That's all he'd have to do. They would crumble. Who do you think is number one? The number one celebrity who would best deal
Clint
with an
Eastwood.
Alien.
That's
The
Lee
Rock.
Jones.
The Rock.
No, you're in the
Jason
right.
Momoa.
Lamar, come on. You know this. Lamar.
Sylvester
Chuck Norris.
Yeah,
Lamar. Chuck Norris.
You're doing all of them except the obvious, and that is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. All right. So there
He's
you
a
go.
Good day,
there you go. Yeah. It's Bob and Sherry.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast, the Oddcast and Talking Lamar. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and maybe share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.